Okay, we begin Masechtas Tainus. So before we even begin, what's Masechtas Tainus about? So it's about two things. Number one, fasting when there's no rain. The Chacham instituted fasts when there's no rain. And number two, the Taination that we know about, Tisha B'Av and Shiva Sabbatamas, mostly Tisha B'Av. What's it doing here in Masechtas, in Seder Moed? Well, where else should it be? Belongs to Seder Moed, no? We all agree it belongs to Seder Moed. The Rambam says, what?
Rhyme.
Is it rhyme? Because of rain? Okay. The Rambam says, once we discussed all of Yom Tov, the normal Yom Tovim in Moed, we're done, all the Yom Tovim. Think about that. Once we've discussed all the Yom Tovim, except for Megillah, which is about a Yom Tov Derabanan, now we're going to discuss Tanesim Derabanan, which also Derabanan made them up. So we finished Yom Tovim, now we're talking about Tanesim. Makes a little sense. Right, we finished Yom Tovim. Now we'll talk about Tanesim. This is the Rambam says that. The Shoshana LeDavid says that, listen to this one, that the reason why Tainus is after Yontif is to let you know that it's a good, appropriate thing to do to fast after Yontif.
So Bahab's in here?
But this is the whole idea, Bahab. Is because,
Bahab in here?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's in Shas, Bahab. The Tainus is after, okay, fine. Here we go.
How about the fact that the Mir Sashem in the future, all the Tanaisim will turn into a
Yom Tov? Yeah, what does it say that?
We'll learn it.
Yeah. So the Masechta starts off talking about when you switch, when you start saying Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGashem, is davening for rain. And then we're going to get to that after that. And when the rain doesn't come, the instituted fasts. So before we get to that, it starts off with how we say Mashiv Ruach HaMorid HaGashem. So here we go. Me'emesai Mazkirin Gevuras Geshamim. When do we mention the Gevura of rain? When do we do that? Rashi says, She'omer Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGashem. Ubegemara Mefarish Taima Amai Karalei Gevuras Geshamim. Why is it called Gevuras Geshamim? B'nei She'yardin B'Gevura. Because it comes down strongly. She'nemar, like it says, Ose Gedolos, right? Okay. The bracha of Atagibor is the second bracha, right? And it says in Besechus Brachos that we say Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGashem in Gvura. Why? The Gemara doesn't say because it's the only thing that Hashem could do. It's not what the Gemara says, right? The Gemara says because we mentioned the Indian of Tchiyat HaMesim in Gvura and rain, yeah. No. We're going to get to that today, the three keys. We're going to get to that today. But that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say, oh, because only Hashem controls rain, only Hashem controls Tchias HaMesim. It doesn't say that. It says because rain is like Tchias HaMesim, a similar idea. What's a similar idea? Not because Hashem's in charge of it. No. Because the seeds are also planted in the ground. They're, so to speak, buried and dead. And they come to life with rain. And that's a similarity, and therefore, we mention rain in the bracha of Atagibar. Interesting thing, I never really had a good answer to this question. Atagibar la'olam Hashem, mechayim meisim atarav hoshia. Everything in Atagibar is about chesed. Mechayim bechesed. You sustain life in chesed. Mechayim eitim b'rachim rabim. With rachim you bring back the dead. So mech nofim. You pick up the fallen. Rofei cholim. You heal the sick. Matar asurim. You unbind those that are bound up. Mechayim emorosh l'shem. You give mamuna to those in the dust, to the earth. Micha mocha bal gvura. Who's like you, the great man, the bal gvura? It's not the new gvura. What's it not the new gvura at all? It's all about chesed. And we mentioned chiyat ha-meitim like five times, right? After Gibra, Mechayim Eitzim is one. Then we say, by the way, Mashiv Ruach HaMorid HaGashem. Four times we say Chayim Eitzim. And it's not even about Gevurah at all. Except for Tchiyat HaMesim, which you could argue is both. I was proud of that.
First explain what Gevurah actually is.
Right. Well, exactly. Yeah. What is Gevurah? What?
What's the definition of
Is the definition of Gevurah chesed?
What is it?
I don't know.
Yitzchak is not Avraham.
What's
the two different things?
Exactly. What does Yitzchak actually do?
Right?
Just wrapping that up now. What did he actually do? What's Gevurah about him?
What's Gevurah? What does this mean? What's the answer to this question?
Well,
Right?
So the Gevura comes in first, that brings it up to Mason.
And what about all the other chesed? Mechal Chayim Chesed, Mechayim...
All those opportunities to do those chesed only come out when there's a minish. There has to be Gevura first.
Mm-hmm.
There wouldn't, if it was complete chesed all the time, there would never be a situation where somebody's not in the Asur.
See, I was told the other way around. If you have chesed, you can, we'll get the rain, and we'll get Mechayim Mason also.
What?
The world has nothing but chesed.
Right.
So they have to bring in the Mashiach.
I don't understand that. So I don't understand what you said either.
No, what he's saying is that what's a bracha saying that you need chesed? You only need chesed if first somebody... but Hashem does so much chesed, he heals the sick. Well, if he didn't make somebody sick, then you would, there wouldn't be an opportunity for chesed. So uh-huh. The idea is that first the meat of Gevura has to come in.
So
that's what he's saying.
You don't know what that is.
Huh?
Holds back the hair. Oh, very nice. Actually, like, okay. Anyway, that was just an aside. That was something about the bracha about the gibor. Anyway, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Miyom tov rishon shel chag." First day sukkis, we switch to Masha Veruchim or to Geshem. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, "Miyom tov achron shel chag." Last day of sukkis, which is Shmini Atzeres, which is how we hold. Amar lo Rabbi Yehoshua, 1 second. Ha'el ve'ein ha'gesham el simen klala. B'chag. Lamu masker. Rain on Sukkis is a klala. So why would you start to say Mashav Ruach Amorat HaGeshem on Sukkis? It's a klala. Wait till after Sukkis is over. Amul Rabbi Eliezer, I hear, Afani lo amarti lishol el lahazkir Mashav Ruach Amorat HaGeshem ba'onoso. I'm not saying to daven for rain that we don't do. I'm just saying to mention it. Why can't I mention it in its bono in its proper time? I just mention it. The first three brachas are not bakashos. They're just shevach. Mention it. Amalo, if that's true, im kain, lolam yehi mazkir. So mention it in the wintertime also, in the summertime also. Why not? If you just mention it, why are there different times you can mention it? Right? So, right, if you, Omalo, he said back to him, Lo'olam Yehi Mazkir, mentioned all the time. Tosva says, the second Tosva, the last line, Va'asimen Klala lo kabdinon. He wasn't worried about a simen Klala, Rabbi Eliezer wasn't worried about that Klala issue. Rabbi Yehoshua hit kapit. He was, right? Tosva Sarit explains that the Gemara might allude to it later, that Rabbi Eliezer is going to say, what do you mean worried about a klala? We shake a lulav and esrog on Sukkis. Why do we do that? Why do we do nisach hamayim on Sukkis? It's all about mayim. Lulav and esrog is also about rain. Hoshanah is about rain. The whole Hoshanah Rabbah is about rain. So what do you mean we don't have a simon klala? The whole Sukkis is about rain. The whole thing is about rain. So why can't we mention it also? So Tosfos Rit explains, there's a big difference between doing things that don't necessarily know why we're doing them, but it's about rain, and actually saying it, I want rain. I want a Shevach, you Hashem, you're great, you're great. Only you can bring rain, Hashem, you're fantastic. It's a big difference. Torah says, Shekalolov, for rain, Shekalolov. We don't know. Okay, the reason is because of rain. The Torah doesn't say that. We know that's the reason. But to ask for rain, says Rabbi Yehoshua, that I wouldn't do. Torah says, Shekalolov, Shekalolov also.
Okay. Why do you say Mashav Ruach? What does that have to do with
Ruach? We're going to get to that. That's the next 3 days. Next. Ein shol in es ha-geshamim el ha-samach le-geshamim. We don't ask for rain until we need the rain, near the rain. We're going to get to that also. Now, a new thing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ha-over lefnei ha-teva. If somebody is over lefnei ha-teva, which means diamond for the Amid. So we always call, so unbelievable, Vorki calls, bring those over here, unbelievable from the Hon Ashir, one of the Achronim. You know, someone davening for the Amid is always called in the Gemara, over Lefnei HaTeva. Why is it called over Lefnei HaTeva? She's saying, yeah, Amid Lefnei HaTeva. What's over Lefnei HaTeva? Like you're passing through. What kind of Lashon is that? Guy davening for the Amid. He's passing through the Teva. Teva means the Aron. It's in front of the Aron. So Hon Ashir is an amazing Vart. Because when you daven for the Amid, you should view yourself as if you're just passing through. Not daven your very long daven that you always daven. It shouldn't do that. It's not fair to the tzibur to daven like that. You daven for the Amid, you then daven shorter. That's what you got to do. Who did that? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva davened for hours and hours and hours. When davened for the other, it's a regular person. Right? That's why it's called over lifnei ateva. Don't stand there like you're davening, like it's your own private davening. No. It's like you're passing through. It's an unbelievable fart.
It's in the course of davening fast.
You have to give that to certain people.
It's in regard to daven the way the tzibur davens. That's the issue. Whatever the tzibur does, you got to do also.
You should make a little plaque and put it in front of the executive.
Right? Such a good vart. Okay. Now. B'yomtav achron shel chag. So over lefnei ateva. B'yomtav achron shel chag. On last day of Sukkot. Ha'achron mazgir. Harishon ena mazgir. The Baal Musaf, we start Mashav Ruch by Musaf, not by Shachrish. B'yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, when it comes to the first day Pesach, Harishon Mazgir, Ha'achron Eino Mazgir. The Baal Shachrish mentions Mashav Ruch, the Baal Musaf doesn't. Right? What happens? What's the bottom line here? Right? First of all, why don't we mention it? Why don't we start the night before? But Ma'ariv is a new Yontif. Ma'ariv Shmini Atzeret is a new Yontif. So why don't we mention Mashav Ruach at night? So the Yerushalmi asked this question. The Yerushalmi says, who comes to shul at night? Not everyone comes at night. People, half the shul people won't be saying it. Half will. Can't have a situation like that. So what about Shachris? Why don't we stop by Shachris? So the Yerushalmi says, I'll tell you why, don't stop by Shachris. Because if you stop by Shachris, people who didn't come last night are going to think, oh, they started already last night, but I wasn't here. So next year, I know to start by night. You can make the same mistake. Therefore, we start by Musaf.
We have a question.
You can do with this answer what you want.
The worst answer ever. Of all the answers we've ever had, every other time we'd say something, we don't remember what we did last year. I remember.
But when we come Friday night, I say, why people don't come to shul?
Exactly. So, yeah. Fine. It comes out that almost all the regalim, you're saying Morad Atal. Almost all the regalim. The entire Sukkot, Shmini Atzeret is half of it, and Pesach, all of Pesach except for Shacharis and the Meir before. What's the message of that? Like why
the travel during dry season?
What? No, nothing to do with travel. We're talking about something more lofty.
Not practical.
Not practical. No, more lofty. Why would that be? So the answer is because Tal is not better than rain, it's more comfortable than rain. Tal's, who doesn't mind Tal? Nobody minds. Rain, people get upset about it sometimes. It's raining at the wrong time, I have to travel, it's no good.
Actually, that's exactly what
you said. I didn't realize what you were saying. So, I thought you were saying something else.
No, because they have to travel.
Oh, so it's nachas, much more nachas, when you have Yom Tovim, and you're always saying Morad Atal, almost always saying Morad Atal. I'm sure there's a Kabbalistic reason, I'm sure deeper reasons, but a practical, it's a little bit spiritual, that there's more nachas on Yontif, is more comfortable, more happy, when you're davening about Tal, which everyone's pleased with it. And it comes to rain, not everyone's so pleased with it. Okay.
First time I met you was in the winter, it was a rainy day and complained, and somebody's rated hard, it's never complained about rain.
Right, it's true. My mother told me she went to on Shmini Atzeres, she went to Davin Tfilas Geshem. So they were Davin Tfilas Geshem like it was Yom Kippur. That's how they were Davin. It was so, and she said it was so intense. It was like Yom Kippur. Because over there it matters. You know? They were literally Davin crying like it was Yom Kippur. Okay. Next. Tana. Okay, so the Gemara asks the same question he asked the first sentence of Pesachus Brachos. Tana Hecha Kari, Tana Meimisai. Where do you come off saying Mashav Ruach Amar Geshem that the Gemara asks, the Mishnah asks, well, when do you say it? Whoever said you have to say it? We never said that. Where do you start off in the middle of a sentence? No, it does say it. Where? In Pesachus Brachos. Tana Hasam Kai. In Brachos, Diktani, it says in Brachos. Maskirin Gevuras Kishama B'tchiyat HaMeisim. We mention it in Tchias HaMeisim, v'sho'al in Berachas HaShanim, and we ask for it in Berachas HaShanim, which is the bracha of Parnasa. V'havdala b'chon hadas, and havdala, by the way, is in chon hadas. V'ktani, so that's why seven mesechtas later, the Gemara asks, so me'emesai maskirin gevurah, so when do you do that? When do you start mentioning gevurah k'shamim? So Gemara says, what kind of answer is that? The Gemara waited 7 Masechtos to ask this question. Velisni Hasam. Look, the Gemara should have asked it over there. You mentioned, you told me about mentioning rain. When do you do that? Maishna Deshavki Anhacha. Why did the Gemara wait till now? Why did the Mishnayis wait till now? By the way, Mishnayis, it's the whole Seder's Royim. Half of Moed. But, oh, by the way, when do you do that? That we said in Brachas. A funny thing. So Gemara says, no. Elatana, Rosh Hashanah, Salak. We finished off learning about Rosh Hashanah. Ditnan, there was a Mishnah there that said, Bechag Nidon Alamayim. On Sukkot, we're judged on water. The ID, Ditana, Bechag Nidon Alamayim, since we mentioned that, that wasn't too long ago. That was a few weeks ago. Tana, Me'em Esai Mazkirin, Gevores Kishamim. So when do we ask for rain? When do we talk to do that? That makes a little more sense. Since we just had it in Rosh Hashanah, we mention it now. V'lisni me'em esai mazkirin ha-gishamim. So why don't we just say, when do we mention rain? My gvuras gishamim? What's gvuras gishamim? Right? What's gvuras gishamim? Am Rabbi Yochanan, b'nei sheyardin b'gvura. It comes down b'gvura. What does that mean? We'll talk about that in a minute. But before we get to that, Tosafot says, listen to Tosafot, v'lisni me'em esai mazkirin gisham, that Tosafot, live v'lisni. He says, Tema. Hasam bebrachos perik ein omdin ketani kihacha maskirin gevuras gishamim v'shol in a gishamim sa amai lo kamaksha kamohacha v'lisni maskiras alai al gishamim my gevuras. Why does the Gemara ask that there? This question over the in brachos it also said gevuras gishamim and the Gemara didn't say a word. Here the Gemara says what's gevuras gishamim? It should say gishamim, but gevuras gishamim. Why does the Gemara wait? It all says very simple. The Yeshlomar shiny hacha. Davi Iker Seder Ala Gishel Gishamim Be'ezes Man Maschil L'Amro U'me'em Esai Poskim L'Amro. Because this is the Masechta that talks about when you start saying when Mashavruh, when do you stop? When do you say V'sein Talamatul Avracha? When do you stop? We're going to get to all that. So here it's much more appropriate here. That's why Bracha the Gemara left it alone. And here the Gemara asks it Mishum Hachi Parach Hacha Tvei Hasam. His better than there. Okay, fine. What's Gevuras Gishamim? So it's at least four opinions what it means. The Michtam, one of the Rishonim says, Gevuras Mishamim means, that there's a Gemara that says in Baal Basra, every raindrop has its own path. And no two raindrops can cross paths. If it crosses paths, it'll destroy the whole world. Whatever that means. What it means is every raindrop is accounted for. Every raindrop is cheshbind. Hashem's counting every raindrop. And therefore, that's a big Gevura. That's a big Gevura. That's number one. Number two, the Ritva says, Hashem's in charge of it himself. Didn't give it over to Malachim, Hashem's in charge of it himself, as we'll see in a few minutes. That's number two. Number three, the Me'iri says, that there's no teva, which is the same thing as number two. There's no teva when rain comes. It's completely up to Hashem. There's no teva. Every morning the sun rises. That's teva. Every morning the sun sets. There's no teva when rain comes. Right? Same thing as number two, really. And that's the Gevura, that Hashem does whenever he wants. And number four, the Ein Yaakov is an unbelievable vart. You know what the Gevura is? That we daven for it. We daven, Hashem should make it rain, and Hashem listens. That's Gevura. Does that make sense? That's Gevura? That Hashem respond, no?
What's
he trying to get it? That, I'll read it in Hebrew. Shetzarech Gevura liyiridas Geshamim. I'm sorry. That's the number three. The Me'iri says that Hashem makes it rain whenever he wants, and then he adds off that Hashem in his Hashkacha will make it rain when we daven for it. Which was why it doesn't really rain in the summertime in Eretz Yisrael. It rains when we daven for it. When do we daven for it? In the wintertime. That's Gevura. The Me'iri says the last one. The Ein Yaakov says another part. The Gevura is that Hashem doesn't listen to travelers who don't want it to rain. They daven it shouldn't rain. Hashem doesn't listen to that. They're also davening. Right? Hashem doesn't listen to that. Hashem makes it rain. Those are four pshatim, what it means, Gevuras Kishavim. Fine. Shenemar, like it says, Ose Gedos, Adin Cheker, Veneflos, Adin Mispar. Hashem does wondrous, endless amount of wondrous things. Luxivin, it says, And Ose Matra Alpanei Aretz, Veshleich Maim Alpanei Chutzos, My Mashma, how does that show that? So Amar Rabba Bar Shila, Isya Cheker Cheker, Rib Yosef Shalom. It's a Gzera Shava. Ksiva says, Hacha, Ose Gedolos Adin Cheker. Hashem does wonders, you can't even question it. Uksiv Hasim, it says by Briyasa Olam, Halo Yadata Imlo Shamata Eloke Olam, Hashem Borek Kotso Saaret, Lo Yeev, Lo Yagia, Ein Chek Lutvunaso. There's no Chek to Hashem's understanding. Uksiv, and it says, Mechin Harim Bekocho, Nezer Begvura. Fine. Umunalan de Betfila. How do you know that it's during davening? How do you know this is in davening? Right? What does the question mean? Right? How do you know you mentioned it in davening? Well, where else are you going to mention it? Well, what's the question here? Umunalan de Betfila. What's the question? What does the article say the question is?
You know that way that Ramos mentions in the
Shmonesra? Okay. The Tanya, it says, La'ava es Hashem Elokeichem, ula'avdo, and to serve him, b'chol levavchem. Ezehu avoda shehi believe. What's avoda believe? Havayom, is that tefillah?
I don't even understand the question, I gotta be honest.
I don't understand the question either.
Where else would you put it?
I'm not sure of the question. What's the answer? What's the answer?
Frustrated.
It says, to be oved Hashem, believe. And that's davening. You know, you're not allowed to daven believe. If you daven believe, you don't say the words, you're not yotzei. So what does it mean if davening is believe? You're not even believe. What does that mean? What?
Yeah,
he's right. Say the words without kavanah of belief.
How's this different really than the first question we asked? How do you know you have to say mention rain at all?
No,
now we have to know.
And there are certain things that you're not supposed to do as part of davening. You could do it after the official end of davening, which I guess is what a leno.
Yeah.
Nothing did you say then.
Yeah.
Two things.
So that's a separate reason. That's because it sets a tzibur issue.
Exactly.
Right. For example, when you have some shuls that they'll do. They'll have a woman's laying for Megillah.
Yeah.
They'll only do it after davening.
That's a whole separate story.
What else would you have?
That's a whole separate story.
If you have it during davening, you've already done it during davening.
No, that's a whole separate story. It's a whole separate story. So it's a very famous line. I'm not sure if this line appears anywhere else in Shas. Right? That a voda should believe is feel. I think it's the only place it appears. That's, by the way, this is the reason that when we say the world stands on three Torah, Avoda, Gemilas, Chasadim, Avoda is Karbanos. Oh, there's no Karbanos today. It got replaced by davening. Why? Why davening? Because davening is also called avoda. Right here. That's the only reason. Think about that. Why is Karbanos replaced with davening?
What else?
What's the Sheikhis? There's no Sheikhis.
It is, because we can't do it physically.
So what?
We mentioned.
So you can say the same thing about anything else like that. There's what? No Tumen to hire it today, so we'll daven about it. There's no such halacha like that.
So according to your question, what does
it means to daven. Okay. It means to daven. Right? Why does that replace Karbanos? That I don't know why.
Because you talk about the Karbanos.
I understand. So we talk about the Karbanos. We can talk about anything.
Because of this.
What? I understand.
They didn't quantify the davening.
Yeah, but they don't.
After the base mitzvah is destroyed.
I know, but they don't say, if I can't do a certain mitzvah, I'll daven about it. No, you don't say that.
You say, what is the purpose of Karbanos?
Exactly.
What is the purpose of tefillah?
I understand. Fair enough.
Tefillah is taking the place of the Karban.
Yeah.
Doing something is not taking the place of tefillah.
Right. I hear. Uksim basrei, and it says after that, V'nasati matar artzachem b'ita yorel malkosh. You'll get the rain at the right time. Yor is the early rain, malkosh is the late rain. It'll all be good. So you see that davening and rain go hand in hand. Amr b'yochanan, this is what Matar said earlier. Gimel maftechos b'yodo shal gadosh baruch hu. Hashem has the keys of three things. Shlonim su b'yad shliach. He didn't give them over to a shliach. The elohein, what are they? Maftech shal kshamim, rain. Maftech shal chaya, childbirth. And maftech shal tchiyas hamesim. And Tchiyas HaMesim. Those were not given over to anybody.
Except for when they were.
Except, it says Tosfos, one second. The second to bottom one. Vim Tomar. Ha'amrinan de'mafteach ha'geshamim. The key of rain. The key of rain. Nimsarim le'Eliyahu. Shh. The Tosfos asked the question. The key of rain was given to Eliyahu HaNavi. Right? V'chein mafteach shel Tchiyas HaMesim. It was given to Eliyahu HaNavi. He revived the dead. V'chein le'Elisha. That's what we're going to see. So what do you mean the keys weren't given over to people? They certainly were. V'yei Shlomar answers Tosfos. D'hash, d'kamar, shlo nimtu l'shliach. When it says that they're not given to anybody, ain't it shlomo shenimtu me'olam. They're not given forever. Sometimes they are, but not forever. V'dehach, shal t'chiz emesim, v'shal g'shamim, nimtu el, they were given over. El lo nimtu l'shliach l'olam, Mamun Alihem. They're not given over that someone else is in charge of them. And the Be'er Sheva explained, like Yerkamu, the Tsar of Barad, and Gavriel, the Tsar of Ish, which are in charge of those things. What does that mean, they're in charge of those things? Hashem's not in charge. I don't know what that means. I'm not sure what this Tosfos means, because I don't know what it means to be in charge of it temporarily and in charge of it all the time. Because if he's given over to a Malach, that means Hashem's not in charge of Ish. He gave it over to Gavriel. So he reveals it. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. But on some level, we all understand that Hashem's in charge of it. And even though Eliyahu HaNavi, once or twice in history, did these miracles, doesn't mean that they or Elisha, Hashem's still in charge of it. Right? Hashem still has the Mafteach, even though he gives it to human beings once in a blue moon. Okay.
Why are these things locked up in the first place?
Doesn't it locked up? The key. Why? Mafteach shel gechamim, I don't know. That's Hashem's in charge of them. The Chiv, it says, Yiftach Hashem l'chos otzero atov, es ha-shamayim l'sas mitar artzecha b'ito. Pasuk says that. Mafteach shel chaya, minayin the Chiv, v'yizko l'kim esrachel. V'yishma eleha, elokim, v'yiftach esrachma. Only Hashem can do that. No one else can open up her womb. V'yiftach, mafteach shel chil samesim, minayin the Chiv, it says, v'yidatim kini Hashem, miftichei es kivroseichem. B'marava Omri, af mafteach shel parnasa. Also mafteach of parnasa. Also a mafteach only Hashem has. Dechsev, it says, paseach yisidecha, right, Hashem opens up his hand and gives everybody what they need. Ayib Yochan, in my time, alok ha-chashav l'ha, so why didn't Yochan count that? The answer is, because amalach gishamim ha-hayim parnasa, gishamim is the same thing as parnasa, the same thing. So it's not a separate key, it's the same key. So therefore, the machlok is three or four. What the machlok is actually about, I'm not sure. What are they arguing about? Okay, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, the Yontif Rishon Shel Chag. Okay, complicated Gemara now. Rabbi Eliezer says that you start saying Mashiv Ruach on the first day of Sukkot. Ibailhu Rabbi Eliezer, Mehecha Gamarla. How does he know that? Milulav Gamarla. Oh, Milulav Gamarla, Uminitha Chamayim Gamarla. Does he learn it out from Lulav or from Nitha Chamayim? What's the difference? They're both ideas about water. They're both ideas about mayim. So, milulav gamala, malulav bayom, af hazkara bayom. Since lulav is only by day, so too you will not say mashiv ruach at night. Oh, dilma, or maybe minisa chamayim gamala. He learns it out from nisa chamayim. Ma nisa chamayim meorta. Nisa chamayim can be brought at night. Oh, I'll hack about this. When can it, how? But because the Amar Mar said, umin chasam v'nizkehem afilu balayla. If, for whatever reason, you didn't bring the Nisa Chamayim, or the Yayim, with the carbon, you brought it at another time, you're allowed to bring it at night.
What happened to your whole thing a minute ago about not saying it at night because people are not going to...
That was Lamaisa why we don't do it at night. No, this is talking about, the Gemara is talking about, why shouldn't you say it at night?
How would they have done that? Because technically there's nothing going on in the Mizbeach at night except for the finishing of the burning.
Correct.
What would you have done that?
So Rashi says, "Kidashkichon b'mesechta sukkah shemalin kakli mayim l'nisach hamayim b'layla." First, try Rashi is they fill up the water at night. They fill it up at night to bring it. That's one shot. V'yesh svarim tichzibhu damar mar u'min chasam v'niskeim b'layla shemakriven karbonos b'yom. The karbonos are brought by day. Yicholin lehavi minchas u'nisachim b'layla, but the minchas and the nisachim you can bring at night. Af hay nisach hamayim nami yachol nisach b'layla. So the same thing with nisach hamayim. Okay, some. Some dispensation, you can do it at night. So therefore, according to this, you should say Mashiach Ruach at night. Afas Karbi Urta. Tashma, no. It says, Amar Rabbi Avo, Lo Lamder Rabbi Eliezer Elam Milulav. He learned it out from Lulav. Right? Ikad the Amri, Rabbi Avo, Gomer Gmirila. Some have said he had a tradition about it. Vikad the Amri, Masnisa Shmila. Some say he heard a memra about it. Nahi. What's the memra? The Tanya. When do you mention rain? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mishas Tilas Lulav. When you take a lulav, which is the first day. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Mishas Hanachaso. When you put the lulav away. When do you put the lulav away? Shmina Teres. Right? So it's exactly machlokas. But they termed it in words of lulav to show you that lulav is the kicker. Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Hovel Va'arbas Minim Halalu. Einan bom el loratzos alamayim. Why do we shake the dalminim? To be loratza for mayim. I didn't know that. Never knew that. I thought it's because it's like a victory, right? The lulav is a victory, like a sword. It's a victory after Yom Kippur. But Rabbi Eliezer is a big Tana, and he says it's because of mayim. So, Hakushem Sha'arba Mayim, Minim Halalu, E. Efshar Behem below Mayim. You can't have this Dalabin without Mayim. Kach, E. Efshar Olam below Mayim. You can't have the world without water either. So, when the rainy season starts on Sukkot's first day, I already start mentioning Mashav Ruach Mordeh Geshem. Amalu Rabbi Yeshua, Falo Geshamim Bechag, Eno Elisim and Klala. Right? It's only a Klala. Right? And again, the Tosos Rid says, the Piskei Rid says, you have to distinguish a Maisa that reminds you, or a Maisa that leads to water, and speech that leads to water. Speech, you can't say speech leads to water. Your mama, she's asking for water, and it's a Klala. To do a Maisa of shaking a lulav, it's not a problem. Amalu Rabbi Eliezer, Afani lo amarti lishol el lahazkir. I didn't say to ask. I agree that you shouldn't ask for rain in the winter. It's not a bright. I shouldn't ask for rain in the summer. I didn't say on Sukkot. I didn't say to ask. I said to mention it. Just mention it. Mashiv ruach amar degesh. I'm not asking. That's not bakashas. We're just mentioning it. Ukeshem shetchias hamesim. Listen to this. Ukeshem shetchias hamesim. Mashke kol hashalakula. We daven. We mention tchias hamesim every day of the year. Ve'ena ella bizmana. But it's only going to happen at the right time. Which means it's not every day of the year. Kach, so too, maskir and givur eskushamim, kol hashana, ve'en ala bizmanam. So too, what's wrong? Why can't we mention it? Why can't we mention rain, even when we don't need the rain? Mentioning it? Why not? Lufikach, im ba lahaz kol hashana kula maskir. If you want to mention it every day of the year, go right ahead. Says Rabbi Eliezer. Why not? Rabbi Omer, Omrani, I say, Misha Shemafzik L'She'ela, Kaf Mafzik L'Hazkara. Whenever you're not asking, you're not mentioning. Which sounds like it's neither of them. Whenever you're not asking, you're not mentioning. Rabbi Huda ben Beseira Omer, B'Sheni B'Chag U'Mazkir. Second day of Sukkot of all days, that's when you start mentioning rain. Second day of Sukkot. Rabbi Akiva Omer, B'Shishi B'Chag U'Mazkir. Sixth day of Sukkot. Day six. Rabbi Huda Mishum, Omer, Hovel of Ne'ateva, Fidavin for the Amid, Beyond of Achron Shalchag, on Shmini Atzeres, Ha'achron Masker, Rishon Masker, you start from Mosif, not by Shachris. Beyond of Rishon Shalchag, on the first day of Pesach, Harishon Masker, Achron Eno Masker. The Baal Shachris, yes, you say Mashiv Ruach, not by Mosif, it switches by then. Okay, so we have like five different opinions what the story is. So, Shapir ka'amar le Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer had a very good point, no? Tchias ha'mesim, also not going to happen every day, yet we mention it every day. So why can't I mention, even on Sukkot, when it's Zman Klala, why can't I mention it? Rashi says, look at Rashi. Shapir ka'amar le Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yoshua. It's a good time that Rabbi Eliezer has Rabbi Yoshua. Damar ki hechi demaz karina and tchias ha'mesim kol hashana. We mention Tchias HaMesim every day of the year. Afal daf, delo mata zmane. Even though it's not the right time. What does that mean? There's a set time for Tchias HaMesim, and it's not every day. When is it? I don't know. But it's not every day, assuming them. Kach, mazkir, and gevuras kishamim, im rotze. You can mention it every day. Why not mention it? Im rotze, kol hashan, if you want. Ubechag namis, the antif on Sukkot too. Afal gav the glav simen bracha hain. It's not a simen bracha. I just want to call it a simen klala. It's not a simen bracha. Maskirin hov ain sholin. You're not asking for it. Just going to mention it. Why not? We do the same thing with tchias hamesim.
It's different though. It's tchias hamesim.
What?
You want it to happen any day. It would never be.
I know, but doesn't Rabbi Eliezer assume? Doesn't Rabbi Eliezer assume it's not every day? He has some kind of assumption. It's not every day. It's not going to be every day. Well, it's going to be a time, but not every day.
But therefore, day could it be today?
What?
Every day you say maybe it'll be today.
Hopefully. Yeah. So, what are they arguing about? So listen to this. Amalok Rabbi Yeshua, Bishlom Atchias HaMesim Maskir, Dekula Yom Esmanahu. Every day it could be. Why could it be? Says the Keren Ora. Because they'll tell you in Tshuva. If you do Tshuva, it'll be Atchias HaMesim. If not, not. So it could be any day. Say it every day. El Gishamim, not true. What does everybody else hold? Not Truva? Not going to help? Not going to be every day? What are they arguing about? El Gishamim, call Emas de Asin Zmanihu. Rain, I'm sorry, El Gishamim, call Emas de Asin Zmanihu. Whenever it rains, it doesn't rain, not every time we want it to rain. not supposed to rain in the summer. It ruins the Gemara's going to tomorrow and the next day. The raining in the summer is bad. Because it's bad for the land. Not good. It's not that it's bad. So don't want it to rain. So it's not, how can I say it every day? Vot not. Oh, here it is. Yotze Nisan, v'yardu gishamim. If Nisan passed and it rains in Iyar in the summertime, simen klalahim. It's a solid klala. Shemar, because it says, halo, katsir, chitim, hayom. It's not a good thing. Okay, we'll do one more. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseru, Omer b'sheni b'chag u'matzkir. Second day of Yontif, you're mentioning it. Second day of Sukkot. Not the first day, second day. Where'd that come from? So, my time with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseru. Why is that? Titania, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseru, Omer, Nemar, b'sheni, it says on the second day of Sukkot, v'nisgei hem, which it doesn't say that for the other days. V'nemar b'shishi, unitzacheha. V'nemar b'shvi, kimish patom. There's extra letters here. Hare mem yud mem. There's a mem, an extra mem, an extra yud, an extra mem. Hare kan mayim, which it spells out the word water. Mikan remez l'nisach hamayim in a Torah. Right? Umayishno b'sheni dinakat. Why does he mention it on second day? Why second day? Right? T'chi d'ramizi le'bekra b'sheni hu d'ramizi. Because when the Torah gave this remez, it gave the remez starting on day two. Extra letter. On day two, day six, and day seven. So day two is the first day of this remez. That's the first day you mentioned, right? Right? The remizi, hilkach, b'sheni, madkuinon. That's how we mention it on the second day. Now, why did the Torah make the remez on day two, six, and seven? That I don't know. I'm sure there's a reason for that. I don't know the reason for that. So since it's day two, the first day of the remez, and Rabbi Akiva is going to hold it's day six, because day six is the remez. Why is six better than two? The Gemara will say, we'll do that tomorrow. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow by Rabbi Akiva. Everybody have a very good day.